This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. As I mentioned earlier, Rob Center's got the day off, but Lynn Hall's over there on the other side of the glass making sure that you can hear my voice. Can you hear me now? There you go. There you are. I knew you were there. We appreciate you tuning in this morning. We will make sure that shortly after our interviews today, you can go to the WKOK podcast page, download our interviews, and you can share them on Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you download your podcasts. In the studio with us now, Jody Auker is back. We talked to her a couple of weeks ago about the semi-quincentennial, and we did have a really fabulous dinner that they put together for that, the official kickoff of that. The Grand Marshals were at that in Sunbury, celebrating the 250th anniversary. But she's wearing a different hat today, although not wearing any hat today, actually. Chaplain at the Thomas Brill VFW post in Sunbury. That's out on Shikellamy Avenue. Lots of folks are familiar with that. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Good to be back again.
Now, I really do appreciate it. We want to remind folks that we're doing this particular interview as part of our Military Appreciation Month, and these appearances and some of our salute is sponsored by Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, and that's a business place that's full of veterans, too, so we appreciate all of their service as well, and thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Colonel, correct?
Yes, Colonel. Oh, I retired as Colonel.
Good for you. Well, fantastic. Well, thank you for that. And now you are helping, volunteering to serve at the VFW post in Sunbury. So tell us about the VFW. I think folks may think, well, that's where guys from World War II used to hang out. And, you know, probably a fading organization, but I'm missing the boat on that one.
No, we're definitely revitalizing. It does have a long, long history of its beginnings go back to 1899. After the Spanish-American War, veterans got together to advocate for their rights and benefits after their service. And their mission is to foster that camaraderie among veterans who have served in overseas conflicts and advocate on behalf of all veterans. And that's, you know, is carried on through every post. The VFW post 1532, Thomas Brill, that's two separate last names, not one person, but it's named after two soldiers who died in World War One. It was
Roy Albert Thomas.
He was a private in Company M, 314th Infantry, 79th Division. He was killed in September of 1918 in the Battle of Meuse Argonne. And also Jacob McMurray Brill, who was a sergeant in Company B, 103rd Ammo Train, wounded on the October 3rd, but died on October 4th of his wounds at the same battle. So this post was chartered after World War One, and it's been serving our area ever since. And right now, we're really going through a refresh, try to revitalize and get some more members and more excitement going on out there.
And members are veterans. That's how that works?
Well, we have different types of memberships. So you can be a veteran who has served in an overseas conflict, and you have to present your DD-214. You veterans will know what that is.
If you don't have one, it doesn't matter.
And you can also be a member of the auxiliary, or you can be a social member. And we invite everyone to come out and participate in some way.
All right. So you do encourage folks to be a social member, just enjoy, which we haven't really used the word yet, but the social this camaraderie, this brotherhood, and I think it's patriotic to join these kind of organizations and just have some fun and play some horseshoes or cornhole or whatever it happens to be. I know you guys do a lot of stuff down there. Well, I say you do a lot of stuff down there. So, of course, you're there for folks, so you are serving veterans and their families when there is an unmet need or an opportunity to do that kind of service.
Right. So the post has, you know, we meet monthly, the officers and members of veterans, members of the post meet, and we're always asking if anyone knows of any veteran in need. And so it can be anything from, you know, a disabled veteran that needs help with accessibility in his home. We can look for resources for that. Clean up a yard, car repair, really almost anything. And if they just need to let us know, and we can see what we can do.
Rides to appointments. My father's a World War II vet, and that's the biggest thing he was doing for a long time, is rides to appointments with his friends and fellow soldiers and so on, and helping out in that way if he could. So that's the kind of thing that you do. And you want young people. You want to make sure the young people, this is a vibrant organization. It is fun. It is full of music on the weekends and fun.
It is. And, you know, I think that, like you said at the beginning, sometimes people have an impression, well, that was just a place where the World War II veterans hung out and it was all smoky and dark. It's really changed quite a lot. First of all, it's smoke-free. And through the generosity of John Neidig, we received a quite generous donation from his estate when he passed away. And we've been able to do a lot of refreshing of the exterior and interior of the building just to brighten it up and make it more welcoming. We have a beautiful deck outside, and we'll have music entertainment out that all throughout the summer. We have a picnic pavilion. We've made improvements and added a fire pit. They made improvements to the kitchen. And pretty soon you're going to see the exterior building change. They're going to do some repairs to the exterior of the building and paint it. So it's going to look really nice.
Well, you're not going to get rid of my mortar cannon out front. That's my landmark when I drive by.
No, that's going to stay there.
Oh, thank heaven. Yeah, I need that. Plus, that super bright sign is really an eye catcher down there. You do have a digital sign, if folks don't know, on Shikellamy Avenue that advertises what's coming up and so on. Well, tell me what's on the sign. What's coming up? I don't think there's anything wrong. If we're going to say that it's fun down there, tell folks what these fun things are.
Yeah, so I'll just give you an overview. Usually Sundays are wing night. You can get a dozen wings for $10. Public can come in and get those wings.
So even though I'm not a member
even
yet,
though you're
just
not a member,
right in. Okay.
The third Saturday of every month is the free breakfast for veterans, and you've probably been there. I've been there. And then other than that, we have other events. You can find them on our Facebook page. Tomorrow, May 20th, that's Friday night, karaoke starts at 7 p.m. Friday, May 27th, we have Alan Combs out on that beautiful deck, also starting at 7. And then Sunday, May 29th, it's trivia night. So we have karaoke, we have trivia nights. You know, they're all throughout the month. And then on Memorial Day, we'll be serving ham and bean soup for veterans. But coming up on June 4th, we have a really big event. And that's, we've got country rock band Flintlock going to be playing with two other warm-up acts. I can't, off the top of my head, I'm sorry, remember who they were, but they're going to start the music at 6, but they're also having a chicken barbecue, and they're going to start serving that chicken platters at 4 p.m. ahead of the music. So that's going to be a really big night. Again, public is invited, and you can get more information on our Facebook page, which is Sunbury VFW Post 1532.
Yeah, check that out on Facebook. That is the place to go, is on Facebook, if you want to know what's happening. And really, you post everything there. You already started to talk about the Memorial Day services that are coming up in Sunbury, and of course all the fun things that you're doing and the reminders about Wing Night, that's there too. So, and the breakfast for free for veterans. Yes, I have been there on two occasions. I didn't actually eat. I'm not a veteran, so but I visited twice.
Well, non-veterans can purchase a breakfast. I think it's like $5. It's very reasonable.
Exactly.
And our JROTC helps to put those breakfasts together and serve at breakfasts. It's really great.
Well, I just think it's fantastic, and this is an up-and-coming, thriving organization, and you're really filling a bit of an unmet need around here, I think. You know, there probably used to be a lot of places for folks to hang around, but there are fewer of them, and so this is a great opportunity. The Sunbury, we'll call it the Sunbury VFW, but of course very aptly named after two fallen soldiers, Thomas and Brill. Thomas Brill, VFW Post 1532, and Sunbury, and that's Jody Auker is the chaplain there. You got some other forward-thinking leaders there. I would have to think that this is all by design that the activity level is so high now.
Yeah, we've got a really great, there's the social aspect of the VFW, the home association, and they run the bar and all of that. We have a really great bar manager named Janine, and she's really bringing some of these great new activities and events to the place. And then we have our officers, Dan Alderson, Rich Kassam, who are, you might know from the Shikellamy JROTC program, and also Jim Rice, who's just come on board and really injecting some more energy into it. But we're always looking for more. We've got younger guys, veterans of more recent conflicts, coming, and I think it's really important. I know personally how it is to come back from being in the military for a long time and realizing that your experiences in life are very different from a lot of the people around you. And so having a place where you can be with people who have similar life experiences is helpful. And it's a good thing to have.
Well, we know a lot of soldiers came back from overseas in the various wars that we fought, whether it's Afghanistan or in the Middle East or wherever it was, and they just kind of disappear into the community. And they may be perfectly enjoying their life. There's no argument about that.
Sure.
But these men and women have a safe haven and a home and a great place to land at the VFW.
Absolutely.
And you make sure that they know about that. All right. Well, thank you so much. We're just about out of time. I want to say welcome back because I know you had an overseas trip. You were riding a motorcycle in Africa, right?
More specifically, Morocco.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So how did that go? You were on a BMW motorcycle, which I looked it up when you told me this was just a fantastic looking. What is that considered, like a mixture off-road?
Yeah,
road
it's
bike?
A dual sport on an off-road touring big bike. It's a 1200 BMW. GS, and the riding over there is really great. It's very challenging. Sometimes the road conditions are a little different, and definitely twisties going up into the mountains. And I loved it. It was a lot of fun.
Well, and your photographs on social media are unbelievable. Just crazily spectacular views and fantastic. Who knew? How far did you ride?
Oh my gosh, I don't think I could tell you the number of miles. I didn't add it up,
okay.
But it was over. There were 7 days of riding every day, and every day we probably did. Now they measure in kilometers, so we did probably 250 kilometers a day.
Okay. Well, so you're over 100 miles
mm-hmm.
a day easily. So okay.
Yeah.
So you might have hit 1,000. You might be in the range of 1,000 miles
mm-hmm.
on that trip. Okay. Well, fantastic and good for you. And semi-quincentennial, you are the co-chair with Slade, and next event is the July 4th.
Yes. Events. So the parade, John Barnhart and Lindy Lloyd are teamed up to make that parade happen, doing an excellent job. So we're still looking for parade entries. Get people to fill out those registration forms. Come to our website, sunbury250.com, for more information. There's also contact information, so if you just want to call somebody, there's phone numbers and emails you can get in touch with us.
All right, fantastic. Jody, thank you so much for all you're doing. Thanks for coming back to stay with us after your military career and graduating as colonel. That is not the right
I always want to call it graduation, too.
Discharge, maybe? Is that
retirement.
Retirement. Oh, you
yeah.
retired from the U.S. military.
Yeah.
Okay. U.S. Army. So, well, thank you.
Air Force.
Oh, Air Force.
Sir.
Jeez. Do I have to be punished or something?
You might.
It could happen. All right. I deserve it, too, since you did tell me before. Jody Auker, chaplain, U.S. Air Force veteran, and also chaplain at the Thomas Brill VFW Post. Check them out on Facebook. And don't forget, our Military Appreciation Month appearance is sponsored by Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck in Sunbury. Thank you so much, Jody.
Thank you.